My plan was to use public transport whenever possible, as I had been awarded a disabled person's travel pass, which entitled me for free transport. I was apprehensive, but knew there was no option but to commit to my decision. After traveling by bus to the outskirts of town, I boarded a connection destined for the coast. Here I could stay overnight in preparation for the journey ahead. My adventures took me to many places, both rural and urban. The recollections are vague due to some memory loss. However, it was late summer when I felt an overwhelming weariness and realized I must now find somewhere permanent to stay. Whilst working as a general laborer on a farm, I conveyed my worries to the owner. He informed me that on an uncultivated area of his land was a derelict building. I was invited to live there rent-free on the condition that I repaired the dwelling and also helped out occasionally at busy times, such as the yearly harvest and lambing seasons. I readily agreed. Throughout the first months, as my health allowed, I gradually restored the stonework, rethatched the roof so that all was watertight. I made the interior comfortable and suitable for my daily living. Outside, I cleared an area for growing vegetables. I caught fish in the river below and collected fallen branches of trees to heat my home.